We are back with another slate of NBA basketball. 8 games on the schedule for tonight. It is Tuesday, March 7th. We're ready to hop into each game to break them down and give you our favorite fantasy plays for the night. You're listening to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast.
1, 2.
Welcome back to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast. This is Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. 8 games on the schedule for tonight. How are we feeling?
Yeah, loving this week so far. Love the way the NBA is doing the schedule. 6 games last night, 8 games tonight. This is perfect.
Yeah, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, most Tuesdays it's like 3 games, so yeah. I'll take this.
Yeah, not much to talk about last night. It was only 6 games last night. I know we had a couple notable performances. Damian Lillard put up a triple-double. I know not really sure who else besides that really went off last night.
Yeah, I mean, you had some cheaper guys that go off. I mean, guys like Trey Murphy had a great night last night. Jaden Ivey balled out.
Herb Jones.
Yeah, I mean, some of these cheaper guys for New Orleans had fantastic nights. But, yeah, I mean, other than that, Dame was Dame, man. Just keep playing with no Simons. Dame balls out.
Yeah, Damian Lillard's just on another level right now.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, cool to see.
Heck yeah. But besides that, not much else to get into, so I think we can just hop on into these 8 games for tonight.
Let's do it.
All right, first game on the schedule, we got the Milwaukee Bucks facing the Orlando Magic. Bucks are 7-point favorites with an over-under total of 233.5. Injuries, you have got Giannis probable, Drew Holiday questionable, Wesley Matthews, Goran Dragic out, Wendell Carter Jr., Gary Harris questionable, Admiral Schofield out for the Magic.
Yeah, needless to say, not at all one of my favorite games.
Yeah, really don't like this game at all, honestly.
No, I can honestly say there's not much from Milwaukee I like. I mean, everybody's priced up pretty much. If Drew Holiday does sit, I mean, I do think there's guys you could look at here, especially Javon Carter. But at $3,700, I would think, you know, he'd probably get pushed into that starting lineup. I mean, he had a fantastic game against Washington, 22 minutes, 27 fantasy points in the last game. So $3,700 if Drew sits here, I definitely don't mind going there.
Yeah, that was really the only spot I was looking at, was that point guard spot. And like you said, Javon Carter if Drew Holiday sits. But if Drew Holiday plays, he might just be a little too pricey for me.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's priced up on this. I mean, Brooke Lopez is almost 7K on DraftKings. I mean, even Chris Middleton coming off the bench is $6,400. So. Yeah. I mean, I got a little interest there. Maybe if Drew sits, Chris might get a little more usage. So 64, I might have a couple shares. But yeah, other than that, man, I just wasn't really liking Milwaukee here.
Yeah, I agree. Not much there for me. So I want to jump to the Magic then.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, heading to the Magic, we have got, I actually do like Wendell Carter Jr. tonight if he plays. He was scratched from the last contest pretty right before game happens, so not sure what's gonna happen there.
I'm with you. I actually really like him too. I mean, if he doesn't play though, I'll go right back to Mo Wagner for $3,900.
Yeah, Mo Wagner's $4,400 on FanDuel. Love that if Wendell Carter sits. Wendell Carter $6,700 on FanDuel. Still don't mind that at all if he plays though.
Yeah, $6,400 on DraftKings. But yeah, I mean, here again, it's not a whole lot from the Orlando team I like. I might take some shots at some of these cheaper guards. Cole Anthony, $4,400. I don't mind that at all. Or Jalen Suggs at $4,200. I mean, both of these guys are getting pretty good run coming off the bench. And, I mean, putting up some good fantasy points some nights. So, if you're looking for some cheap guards, I'll definitely – I don't mind going here to the Magic.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that over on DraftKings. They're nowhere near as cheap on FanDuel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, you got Suggs at 54, Cole Anthony 6,200, and then Markelle Fultz himself is at 7K.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I was strictly looking at him. Like I said, if you need some filler pieces at the guard spot, I don't mind taking shots at those guys, but that's probably definitely more DraftKings plays.
Oh, yeah. The only other guy that I had any interest in for this game was Franz Wagner, just because I feel like his price is pretty reasonable right now, $5,900 on FanDuel. He's coming off a 35 fantasy point performance against the Trailblazers. Not a terrible matchup tonight with Pat Connaughton still in that starting lineup. So at under 6K, I don't mind taking some shots on Franz Wagner.
Yeah, he's 6K on DraftKings, but I'm with you. I mean, I don't mind taking some shots. You can play him shooting guard, small forward, so that's nice. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind having if I landed on him in a few lineups.
Yeah, but that's going to do it for me.
Yeah, me too.
All right, jumping into the next, we have got the Washington Wizards facing the Detroit Pistons. Wizards are 8-point favorites with an over-under total of 225.5. Injury report, you got Kyle Kuzma, Monte Morris, questionable for the Wizards. Detroit, you got Hamidou Diallo, probable. Bojan Bogdanovic, Jalen Duren, Killian Hayes, Roddy Magruder, Isaiah Stewart, all questionable.
I mean, it's a flipping entire team.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, yeah. So go ahead. You can start us here for Washington.
All right. Looking at the Wizards, if Kuzma plays tonight, I am all in on him just because he's playing in Detroit. You know, he's from Detroit, so they're actually in Detroit this time. Plus, that small forward spot, it's actually got a terrific matchup. I mean, Detroit over the last seven has given up the most points and the second most assists to opposing small forwards. So really like Kuzma at 7,800 if he plays tonight.
Yeah, exact same price on DraftKings. So I actually don't mind him here either if he plays. If he's a full go and ready to go tonight, yeah, $7,800. I don't mind taking some shots at that. This guy's definitely got a ceiling. You've seen it before. So I don't mind that price tag.
Yeah. You got anyone?
I mean, I'll go back to DeLon Wright if Morris sits here again. I mean, he's 5K, but he's been playing fantastic here lately as a starter. So I don't mind going back there. If Morris does come back and play, it's $4,500. I mean, I'd have to know he's starting and good to go to even probably consider that. But other than that, man, I do think Gafford on DraftKings is just a little too cheap. He is $4,900. So, yeah, I don't mind going there at all. This is a pretty good matchup here going against Detroit. I mean, odds are you'll have Wiseman on the other side, not the greatest defender. So, I know he hasn't been real good the past couple games, but he's still playing pretty good minutes here, mid-20s into the low 30s. So, Daniel Gafford at 4,900. I don't mind that.
Yeah, 6,700 on FanDuel, so not a big fan of him tonight.
Nope, I don't like that as much.
But besides that, yeah, it wasn't too much else I was looking at.
No, I mean, this should be a good game for Washington. But if something happens in Kuzma and Moore still sit, I'll go back to Beal, too, at 8,200.
Oh, yeah, he's 8,700 on FanDuel. If those guys do sit again tonight, I don't mind that.
Yeah, not at all. So, but that's really it.
All right, jumping to Detroit, then, who is very tough to talk about. Got anyone on this side?
I mean, this whole game can change depending on who plays. I mean, if guys like Hayes sits again, I'll go right back to Burks at $4,100. No, you know, I'll go back to Jaden Ivey, $5,800. He just had a fantastic game last night, and they dropped him $100. So I'll go right back there if Hayes sits again here. I mean, it's just going to come down to who plays, who doesn't play. I will have some Bogdanovic if something happens and he plays here tonight. $6,300, you can play him small forward, power forward, but I mean, he's been playing, besides a couple games, he's had some really good fantasy games here of late when he plays. So if he does play here tonight, I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, definitely don't mind Bogdanovic if he plays. Only thing I really wanted to put out there was if Killian sits again. I know you named Alec Burks, who I definitely would really like if he sits, but you also got RJ Hampton and Corey Joseph down here again. Hampton got 32 last night in 19 minutes, and Corey Joseph got 29 in 31 minutes last night.
Yeah, I know we brought up Hampton on yesterday's podcast as a cheap play if something happens and Hayes sits. And yeah, I'm right back with you. He was $3,500 yesterday. Today he's minimum price, so at 3K. So yeah, I'll be right back there again if Hayes sits.
Yeah, plus I did say Diallo was probable. He's actually questionable. He left that game in the fourth quarter last night with an ankle injury, so he could
sit
too.
I don't even know if he'll play here tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like I said, it's a tough game to talk about. I mean, I don't mind taking some shots at Wiseman at 5,300. He's definitely not been great, but I mean, I've seen him play when he was back with Golden State. The guy can put up fantasy points when he gets these minutes. So,
yeah.
And I'll also go the one guy who's definitely not questionable. I will go back to Marvin Bagley. I know only going to put 24 fantasy points last night, 36 minutes, but $5,500. I'll go back there against this Washington team.
Yeah, he's 7K on FanDuel, so.
Well, yeah, that's definitely a little
not
pricey,
a big fan at that price, but.
But I mean, you could have Jalen Duren back. You could have Stewart back. You just got to wait and see this starting lineup tonight.
Yeah, just got to keep an eye on all that, but that's going to be it for me.
Yep.
All right, next game on the slate, we have got the 76ers facing the Minnesota Timberwolves. Wolves are 2-point favorites with an over-under total of 229.5 injuries. You got Tobias Harris, PJ Tucker questionable, Austin Rivers questionable, Jalen Noel, Karl-Anthony Towns out. Austin Rivers is probable.
I'll go ahead and just tell you now, these first four games, I didn't have a whole lot.
Yeah, I mean, you've got some key guys questionable for all of these.
I know, that's the problem. It was like the first four games on the slate have tons of questionables, and the last four look pretty good. So
yeah, I mean,
but go ahead, you can start us.
Yeah, if Tobias and PJ Tucker do end up somehow sitting again tonight, I don't really know what's going to happen there. It is a back to back, so maybe they'll, you know, sat last night, will play tonight. But if one of them does end up sitting again, you got Jalen McDaniels, got the start last night, put up over 30 fantasy points in 29 minutes, so. He's 4K on FanDuel. If one of those guys sits again tonight, I'll go right back to him.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, honestly, even if they play, I still kind of don't mind Jaden McDaniels. I've been running him out here a lot, especially at these prices. But yes, I played him a lot last night. And if Tobias sits again, I'll go right back to him here, $4,700.
Yeah, the McDaniels brothers are playing each other tonight.
Oh, damn, you're right. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. It'd be cool if they could start against each other.
I was going to say, yeah, now I kind of hope Tobias sits.
Yeah.
If Tobias does play, though, $5,400, I don't mind taking some shots there. I mean, that's a pretty good price for Tobias, but who else you like?
I mean, there wasn't too much else. The only other guy I was really looking at, just because he's still cheap, is D'Anthony Melton at $4,600. He only got 23 last night, but $4,600, he's still playing massive minutes. I still don't mind taking some shots on him.
Yeah, he was a bum most of that game. Luckily, came back and salvaged his night a little bit.
Yeah, luckily.
Yeah. Last couple I'll talk about, though. Tyrese, if he stays and keeps staying in his starting lineup, $5,800. I still don't mind going there. He's playing fantastic with starters. So definitely still like that price tag. And I don't even mind taking some shots here at James Harden. 10-2 going against this Minnesota team. It's a pretty good spot here for guards. So, I mean, I don't mind him averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute this year, playing, you know, massive minutes, well into the upper 30s here. So, yeah, absolutely don't mind him here tonight.
Yeah, I don't mind that either.
But Embiid's 11-5. I mean, you could absolutely play him here if you want. It's one of those guys where if I land on, I'll take him. But like I said, probably not going to be seeking him out tonight.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with Embiid.
Yeah, that's all I had, though.
All right, I think that's it for me. So jumping to Minnesota, I'll kickstart us on this one. I actually don't mind paying up a little for Anthony Edwards here at 8,900. I do like that he is under 9K. He's only putting up around 38 to 40 over his last couple games, but he's actually got a pretty decent matchup tonight at that shooting guard spot. So 8,900, I don't mind taking some shots on Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, this is where FanDuel's price is a little better. He's 9,600 on DraftKings, so I don't like him as much. I still don't mind taking a few flyers on him, but I mean, all in all, I didn't like a whole lot from the Minnesota side. I don't particularly mind Rudy Gobert here, though, at $7,500. If he could stay out there against Embiid, he could have a pretty good night.
Yeah, he is, where is he? He's 7,900 on FanDuel, so really don't mind him either.
Yeah. And then if you want to just see the McDaniels guys battle it out.
Yeah.
Let them maybe you can play the other McDaniels brother too.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he's not a bad fantasy player.
Just no, put up 30 in the last game. Yeah, exactly. So but no, for the most part, that's really all I had.
Did you hit on Mike Conley?
No, but I also need to, I completely, when I read the price for McDaniels back for Philadelphia, I read the other McDaniels. I had Oh, yeah. So I just want to say Jalen McDaniels is $3,100 on DraftKings. So, yeah, needless to say, he'll be in my lineups if Tobias sits. But I almost don't even mind taking a couple flyers on him, even if, you know, Tobias plays. But,
heck
yeah,
I'm not at that price.
No, I just wanted to clear up those prices. So,
yeah, the only other guy that I wanted to hit on real quick before we get out of here is Mike Conley. $5,800 on FanDuel. Just feel like that's not a bad price for him. He's put up 30 or more in two of his last three games. So the way he's been playing recently, don't want to take some shots on Conley either.
Yeah. So
that's it for me. So jumping into the next, we have got the Charlotte Hornets facing New York Knicks. Knicks are 10-point favorites with an over-under total of 225.5. Injuries, you got Cody Martin doubtful, Jalen Brunson questionable.
Yeah, I definitely like the New York side of this game, not as much as Charlotte side.
Yeah.
I am looking right now at a cheap point guard I think you can play is Dennis Smith Jr., $4,900 on DraftKings. Been getting pretty decent minutes and actually been playing pretty good, so don't mind that price here tonight.
Yeah, they bumped him up to $6,500 on FanDuel.
Well, he was back like $5,100 for a couple games. I didn't like him as much, but now that he's back down in that 4K range, I don't mind taking some shots at him.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that at all, though. I also don't mind going to Terry Rozier here. He actually got a bump under 8K now on FanDuel. He's $7,900. I know he's been super underwhelming since LaMelo Ball went out, but, I mean, you got to just imagine he's going to be doing a ton out there again tonight.
Well, I mean, he's still shooting a ton. I mean, taking, 17, 16, 18 shot attempts in the last three. So, he's still shooting the ball a ton.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to pull up what his usage rate is over the last couple games.
That's fine. Go ahead. I mean, he's 8K on DraftKings. He's still, though, I mean, you got no LaMelo, so I absolutely don't mind taking a shot there.
I mean, yeah.
And I don't even mind. Go ahead.
26% usage rate over his last five games.
Yeah, so, and I don't even mind Kelly Oubre at $7,200. I kind of don't mind the savings.
Yeah.
And off Terry Rozier, take that $800 savings, and plus Oubre, you know, shooting guard, small forward. So I don't mind that either here. I mean, like I said, these guys they're putting up a ton of shots right now, especially Oubre. I mean, Oubre three games ago put up 24 field goal attempts. So
yeah,
don't mind taking him when he's shooting the ball that much at the little bit cheaper price, but.
Yeah.
Other than that, man, there wasn't a whole lot else from Charlotte I liked.
Yeah, on FanDuel, Oubre and Rozier are only $100 off each other, so you can honestly look at either of them if you wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
I was looking at Gordon Hayward here, but he's been underwhelming too.
He has been. He's gotten worse since LaMelo left.
Yeah, and I mean, $6,700 on FanDuel could be a little too much for me, which sucks because that small forward spot actually has a great matchup.
Yeah, it does.
But,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got Mark Williams down here at $6,100, but his minutes have been down a little bit lately. He is the type of guy, though, in the tougher matchups, always manages to put up big fantasy scores.
Yeah.
The games I feel like he's going to do crappy in, but, I mean, I don't know. He takes some shots, but not loving it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's it for me for Charlotte.
Yeah, me too.
All right, jumping to the Knicks. I'll go ahead and kickstart us on this one. I know he is way cheaper on DraftKings, but even on FanDuel, $6,600, I still don't mind him. Mitch Robinson just got a great matchup at that center spot tonight, even with, like we've said before, even with Plumlee gone, Charlotte still hasn't been great at that center spot. So, really like Mitchell Robinson tonight.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's $4,900 on DraftKings. I
saw his
him.
Price. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably one of my favorite center plays here tonight. I mean, the guy's playing good minutes here, low 30s in most games that stay close. So the key is, can this game stay close? But if it can, yeah, I absolutely don't mind. I mean, regardless, even if he plays 28 minutes, he could probably still get you over 30 fantasy points. So
yeah,
I really do like Mitch Robinson at that price.
Yeah. Anyone else you're liking?
Well, you definitely, if Brunson sits, I'm going right back to quickly at 5K. I mean, the dude just completely destroyed the last slate he was on with almost 73 fantasy points. So I will go right back there if Brunson does sit. And two other guys on this team I think are just too cheap. Josh Hart, $4,800. really do like that price tag. I mean, been a little underwhelming the last three, but before that was putting up some pretty good fantasy scores, and he's still playing good minutes off the bench. And I think RJ Barrett at 5,300 still has a little value there. I mean, just put up 53 against Boston.
Yeah.
But definitely can disappear some nights, but at $5,300, I'm willing to take that chance.
Yeah. I just want to throw out there that FanDuel bumped Emmanuel quickly up to $7,300.
So would you play him if there's no Brunson?
If Brunson sits, yeah, I'll still pay up for that price.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, for what this guy does, I mean, he put up 28 field goal attempts in the last game. 8 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, 4 steals. He does almost everything. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I think I'd pay that. I'd still pay that. But 5K is just a no-brainer if he's starting again.
Oh, gosh, yeah. If Brunson sits tonight, he's going to be super owned on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, great matchup here, especially, like I said, if no Brunson. So,
yeah, that might do it for me.
Yep, me too.
All right, jumping into the next one. Next game on the slate, we have got the Brooklyn Nets facing the Houston Rockets. Nets are 6-point favorites with an over-under total of 231.5. Injuries, you got Ben Simmons out for the Nets, and that is it.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of liking this game here tonight. I think it could be pretty good. So I'll start us with Brooklyn. Really do like Spencer Dinwiddie here tonight. $7,300 on DraftKings, but going up against this Houston team, you even got Porter back on the other side, who's probably one of the worst defenders. So definitely like Dinwiddie here tonight at that price tag.
Yeah, really like Dinwiddie. He is 8,400 on FanDuel. Still don't mind it. Fantastic matchup, like you said. Another guy is Mikal Bridges. I'm playing him every night at this point. He's 8,500. I've played him the last two nights that he's played. He got 49 and 57 in his last two. So playing massive minutes. I'm going to keep riding with Mikal Bridges every night.
Yeah, he is. He's 8,100 on DraftKings. He it's insane, man. He is playing massive minutes. So yeah. This is a great fantasy environment right here tonight for these two teams. So a couple other guys, though, I don't mind. I actually really like Nick Claxton down here at $6,500. Like I said, another good matchup here going against this Houston team tonight. And even if you wanted to just if you needed a cheap power forward, I don't mind Dorial Finney-Smith here at 4K. I mean, granted, he can definitely be up and down, but, you know, two games ago, he put up almost 39 fantasy points. So he can have those games, and at 4K, I don't mind taking a shot.
Yeah, don't mind that at all.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, going against Houston, you could play almost any of these starters.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much. I mean, you got Cam Johnson as well, 6K now on FanDuel. Don't mind that either.
Yeah, 5,900. Like I said, don't mind him either. Yeah, I mean, all these starters for Brooklyn, I don't mind.
Yeah, whole starting five looks good going up against Houston.
Yeah, agreed.
Then I think we can jump to Houston then.
Do it.
You got some of these prices I'm not 100% sure about. You got anyone you're liking for the Rockets?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of willing to take a shot on Kevin Porter Jr. here tonight. He's 7,200. He just came down 200 and put up 46 against San Antonio. But, I mean, since he's been back, he's gone 26 minutes, 30 minutes, 32 minutes. His minutes are going up. Yeah. And that San Antonio game, I mean, they destroyed him. So he could have potentially played even more.
Yeah,
in that game. But no, at $7,200, I don't mind running him out here, man, against this Brooklyn team either.
What was the score of that last Houston game?
Oh, man, it was 142-110.
Okay.
They actually beat San Antonio. They played them back-to-back and basically destroyed them both times.
Yeah. Well, you did talk about Kevin Porter. I was actually looking at Jalen Green here. His minutes, though, he's only played 27, 28, 28. Like you said, the last game was a total blowout. So he's only 7,200 on FanDuel, which I don't think is a terrible price for him tonight. I mean, I'm hoping this should just be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't want to buy in too much to the minutes because the last two, gosh, almost the last three, I mean, I could actually say the last five have been pretty much blowouts one way or the other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like they can hang with this Brooklyn team here tonight.
Only a 6-point spread.
No, that's what I'm saying. And if he can get up in those 30 minutes, he's 6,400 on DraftKings. So I really do like him.
Yeah, but besides that, that was really all I was looking at for Houston.
Yeah, last guy I will, though, talk about just because of his price, Tari Eason, $4,800. You can play him small forward, power forward. The guy's just playing fantastic coming off the bench right now, and I'll keep rolling him out there.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all.
So, but yeah, other than that, that's about all I had.
All right, I think that's it for me. So we can jump into the next. We have got the Golden State Warriors facing the OKC Thunder. Warriors are 4.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 242.5. By far the highest total of the night. Injuries, you have got Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, probable. Gary Payton, Andrew Wiggins out. Jalen Williams, questionable for OKC. Paul Kuchevsky out. That is J-A-L-E-N, Jalen Williams, questionable.
Yeah, not the center.
I'll let you kickstart us with Golden State.
Yeah, I think I got to do it, man. I got to go Curry here tonight. He's 10-1 on DraftKings, but the guy just came back, played 32 minutes in the last game, put up 20 field goal attempts, only shot 40%, so, and 38% from three, so didn't really shoot very good at all. But, man, 32 minutes, if he's going to get those kind of minutes already and he's back, I got to imagine maybe he gets a couple more minutes here. I mean, I'm pretty certain I read he was only about 2 minutes off his season average in the last game against LAL. So I don't know. I think I potentially want to go back here, even at 10-1.
Yeah, he's 9,500 on FanDuel, so I honestly don't mind that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, averaging 1.5 fantasy points per minute this year in the games he's played. So
I mean, plus it's projected to be the highest scoring game of the night.
Yeah, and even if you want to read back into past stats, his one game this year against OKC, he put up 71.5 fantasy points in 36 minutes. So,
goodness gracious.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I kind of like him and SGA, man, going at it. So
yeah, I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, but other than that, a lot of these guys are still priced up, though, for Curry to be out. The only other guy I was kind of looking at was DiVincenzo. He's still fairly priced down here, $5,400. He actually dropped 300, but still played 37 minutes in that last game. So, I mean, you still got no Wiggins. So, I got to imagine he stays in the lineup and keeps getting good minutes. So, 5,400. Don't mind that.
Yeah, he is. Where is he? 6K on FanDuel, so don't mind him either.
Yeah, that's still not too bad.
Yeah, he's one of the better priced players on the Warriors for tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Klay Thompson's still above 8K. I don't mind taking some shots, providing he is probable. I don't mind taking some shots at Draymond at 6,500. I actually think sometimes he benefits with Curry. Yeah, with Curry back on the court here. So $6,500, I still don't mind taking some shots at Draymond either.
Yeah, he averages 30 fantasy points a game when Steph plays this season.
Yeah, and this just, I don't know, this feels like it could be one of those games where maybe they run a little smaller throughout the game some, so maybe Draymond gets a little center.
I would think going up against OKC, you could go small.
Yeah, so.
There really wasn't too much else for me.
No, that was about it for me.
Like you said, some guys just a little too overpriced for now.
Yeah, I mean, Clay's been playing fantastic. I will give that to him, but I just would love to see that price at least come back into the 7K range.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
that's fine. We can jump to OKC then. This was another one that was tough for me because some of these guys are overpriced with Shea just coming back.
No, you're right. I mean, I do like Shea here, though. He's 10,000. He's putting up he's averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute this year, so almost what Steph's been averaging. But 10K, kind of don't mind him here going against this Golden State team. Just feel like this could be a pretty good game. But other than that, I'm with you. Some of these guys are a little more priced up. I don't mind taking a shot at the other Jalen Williams, though, the center. $3,600 still. Don't mind that price at all. He's been I know he only played 20 minutes against Utah in the last game, but he was in foul trouble. Had 5 personal fouls in that game, so he could have probably played more. Had a horrible game, but
yeah,
I'm still willing to roll the dice a little bit at 3,600 just for a cheaper center.
Yeah, I was actually looking at him too. I definitely don't mind him. And I've also got a total flyer here. The guy who looks like he's picking up Kenrich Williams minutes the most is Usman Dang down here at 3,600 on FanDuel. He's played 19 and 20 minutes in the last two. He's put up 23 and 16, so not bad at all for his price. If he's going to continue to play minutes like this, I don't mind rolling him out.
Yeah, and I think just also keep in mind the other Williams. If the other Williams sits, Usman Dang could even get some more run. So
Wonder who they would start if Jalen Williams sits.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, you got Dario Saric at 3,300. He could potentially move into the starting lineup.
No, they'll start like Lindy Waters or something.
Yeah, they could absolutely run run there. I mean, I've seen Lindy Waters start for him before, so.
Yeah.
I will say if Lindy Waters does start, he's minimum price $3,000. So.
Yeah, definitely keep an eye on Jalen Williams. I almost didn't even think about him actually sitting tonight.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. I feel like that's a massive piece right now. If he sits, I mean, he's playing big minutes. So if this guy sits, you'd probably be able to find some value here.
Yeah, definitely.
And I just think potentially makes Josh Giddey and SGA even, you know, going to have a little more usage on their hands.
Oh, yeah, would definitely bump their usage up if he sits.
Yeah, and just last, I will talk about Josh Giddey only for the fact of this guy has been killing it the last three games, at least 49 or more fantasy points over the last three. So $8,000, don't mind if you land on him in some tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, he's put up like near triple doubles in his last three games.
Gosh, yeah. So don't mind. Like I said, if I land on him, got no problems with it.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind riding these guys when they're hot.
Yep.
That it for this one then?
Yep, that's it.
Next game on the slate, we have got the Utah Jazz facing Dallas Mavericks. Mavs are 9-point favorites with an over and a total of 236.5. That's actually second highest total on the slate. Injuries, you got Colin Sexton out for Utah, Maxi Kleba, and AJ Lawson. Questionable for Dallas. Can't imagine that one means too much. But yeah. You can I'll kickstart us on Utah for this one.
Go for it.
I am going right back to Kelly Olynyk. At 5,800, he has definitely picked it up these last two games, put up 33 and 28. It does suck. He's moved to center only on FanDuel, which not really sure why. He used to be a power forward on here, but got a really good matchup at that power forward spot tonight with Dallas playing these weird small lineups. So really don't mind Kelly Olynyk at all tonight.
Yeah, it's a little pricier, $6,000 on DraftKings. Still don't mind taking some shots on him, though, right, you know, here tonight. I am going to go probably back to Jordan Clarkson, 7,500. I mean, yeah. No Colin Sexton here. You are getting Markkanen back this game. I know he sat the last game, but I still don't mind taking some shots at Clarkson at that $7,500. And I even don't mind running out potentially some Chris Dunn still. $4,800 on DraftKings. He was up to $5,000. Price is coming back down a little bit, but like I said, you still got no Colin Sexton, so Chris Dunn's still gonna have to get some minutes. So $4,800, I don't even mind running him out there some if you're looking for a cheaper point guard.
Yeah, he's 5,600 on FanDuel, but the way he's been playing, I don't mind taking some shots on him either.
Yeah.
But besides that, you definitely can look at Markkanen in here on FanDuel, 8,600. I know he's $1,000 more on DraftKings.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8,600.
I really like that FanDuel price tag.
Yeah, 8,600 feels like, I know he hasn't been too good against Dallas this season, but 8,600 feels like a price that I can't really pass up.
Yeah.
You can hit on
go
someone.
Ahead. All right, I was just going to say, Walker Kessler, this guy has finally gotten up to the $7,000 price tag.
Yeah, $8,000 on FanDuel.
Yeah, man, he's been killing it, though. He's been still beating that price in most of these matchups, and this Dallas matchup is a fantastic matchup he's got. So averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute, been playing, you know, basically mid-30s in these closer games. So I still don't mind taking some shots of him, even at that $7,000 price tag.
Yeah, I mean, just over the last seven, Dallas has given up the first most points and the 10th most rebounds to opposing centers.
Yeah, so like I said, I mean, it's his price is definitely getting up there where it makes you think, but I think I'll still take a few shots.
Yeah, like I said, $8,000 on FanDuel, but I mean, if you got $8,000 left over for that center spot on FanDuel, definitely don't mind it. I mean, he's averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute over his last five.
Good Lord. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so he's definitely crushing it as of late. One last guy, though, that I do just want to throw out there. He has been starting still as of late. Oche Agbaji is playing good minutes. He's played 30 and 28 in his last two. He put up over 20 in one of those. He's definitely hit or miss. But 3,900 on FanDuel. Don't mind taking some shots on Agbaji tonight.
Nope.
But that is going to do it for Utah for me.
Yeah, me too.
All right, jumping to Dallas. This one was a little tougher for me. But I honestly don't mind taking some shots on Luka tonight. He is 12,000 on FanDuel, which is a lot. And he hasn't been crazy since Kyrie has gotten there, but got a really good matchup at that point guard spot matched up against Clarkson.
Yeah, he does. He's 12K on DraftKings too. But like I said, out of all the pay-up guys, I mean, he might be the one I'd want to take my shots on here tonight just because it's Luka and he can absolutely go off. But part of me also doesn't even mind Kyrie here tonight. 9,300, his price is finally starting to come down a little bit. But, I mean, another one got a pretty good matchup here, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute this year. So playing another one, playing monster minutes here, 37 in the last game, 42, 36, 38, playing big minutes. So don't mind him here at that price tag. Another cheap guy here tonight I'm looking at, especially if Maxi Kleber sits, is Reggie Bullock. I hate saying his name, but $3,700 at power forward position. Don't mind that either.
Yeah, he's $4,700 on FanDuel.
Yeah, definitely not as appealing right there.
Yeah, that's and just, I know that feels like a lot for Bullock.
Yeah, and I know I said if something happens to Maxi Kleber sits again here tonight, I will potentially take some more shots. I did it in the last game. It worked out okay, but I'll probably still take some more shots at Christian Wood because I think, I mean, his minutes are definitely up when Kleber sits. Played 22 minutes in the last game, but he's only $5,300 on DraftKings. I mean, this is a guy who 5 games ago was $7,100, so he's an amazing fantasy producer when he gets some minutes.
Oh, and he's not going to be owned at all.
No. I mean, he wasn't on the last slate I played him. I think he was literally like 3%, something like that. So, and even if Kleber sits again too, I don't even mind taking some shots at Dwight Powell down all the way down here at $3,400. So it's just going to come down to that Maxi Kleber news, whether he plays or sits here.
Yeah, if Kleber sits between those two, I might lean Christian Wood. Christian Wood's only 900 more than Powell on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, Christian Wood's definitely got the better fantasy upside.
Yeah, but Powell does play more consistent minutes.
Yeah, which is crazy because I even watched the last game with Christian Wood. And, I mean, the guy basically put up 8 straight points, was the only one scoring for Dallas. But they still were like, well, your time's up.
I mean, he had 17 points in 21 minutes.
Yeah, only had one foul. It wasn't like he was in foul trouble. I mean, I watched that game. He was actually playing really good. But
yeah, I mean, I know he's not the greatest defender, but still.
Yeah.
If you're that good offensively. And
all that being said, though, if Maxi Kleber is back, I don't mind taking some shots here at him either at $3,200.
Yeah. $4,500 on FanDuel.
Yeah, not as appealing there either. But
not at all.
Just keep an eye on that news, I think.
Yeah, because that's a lot bigger news than you think.
Yeah.
But that is going to do it for this game, then.
Yeah.
All right, jumping into the final game of the night, tipping off at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you got the Memphis Grizzlies facing the LA Lakers. Lakers are 1.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 226. Injuries, you got Jake LaRavia, questionable, Steven Adams, Ja Morant out for Memphis. LAO, you got Anthony Davis, probable, D'Angelo Russell, questionable, LeBron James, Mo Bamba out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Play the whole Memphis team.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I love this. Love half this Memphis team.
I mean, I'll just run down some of them on DraftKings. Tyus Jones, 4,900. Way too
gracious.
Cheap. Yeah,
he's
I don't understand.
7,500 on FanDuel.
Yeah, well, I was expecting to open the slate this morning and see him at least like 65, 7K. No, he, $4,900. Still just way
too
cheap.
So owned on DraftKings.
Yeah, for Tyus Jones. Desmond Bain, 77. Still like that. Xavier Tillman, $5,400, too cheap. And now you even got Dylan Brooks back tonight at $4,200. And you got no Jai, so I imagine he's just going to want to sling it. I mean, I know he hasn't been very good this year, but like I said, I could see him putting up a few more shot attempts here tonight.
Yeah, I do just want to throw out these guys' stats when Jai sits this season. You got Tyus Jones averages 42 fantasy points without Jai, 21.1% usage rate. Dylan Brooks averages 32 fantasy points without Ja Morant and has a 29.1% usage rate when he sits. And Jaren Jackson Jr., who I also like tonight, averages 42 without Ja and has a 27.1% usage rate when he sits.
Boom. There you go.
Yep. So
and
all
and
three
then
of
also
guys in Tillman love them.
Yeah, I agree. And I still think you can even take a few shots. I did it in the last game. It worked out. I know there was no Brooks, but Luke Kennard, $3,600. Played 29 minutes in the last game, put up 27 fantasy points, so it worked out. But I like I said, I know Dylan Brooks is back, so he might lose a few minutes. But even before that, I mean, You still got no Jai, so you're going to need, I still think you're going to want some shooters out there here tonight. So I still think he's good for maybe mid-20s a minute.
Yeah, I like that DraftKings price. FanDuel went up and bumped him from what he was, so I don't like him as much on FanDuel.
Yeah, so.
Did you say anything about Bane?
Yeah. He's $7,700 on DraftKings. I figured There wasn't much more to say. The guys, you got no Jai Morant, so I still think another one. Just put up 22 shot attempts in the last game against LAC in 35 minutes, almost 48 fantasy points. So, yeah, I still think he's too cheap here. They only bumped his price up $100.
Yeah, $8,200 on FanDuel, so love that. I forgot his stats, too. He averages 40 without Jai and has a 30% usage rate when he sits.
Yeah, this is crazy, man. This whole Memphis team just, I don't know what happened at DraftKings, but they didn't really price any of them up.
Yeah, FanDuel was on that stuff immediately.
Yeah, well, like I said, most of the time I feel like DraftKings is too, but they definitely didn't here tonight. So
yeah, but that is going to do it for me for Memphis.
Yep.
All right, jumping to the Lakers. I was looking at Anthony Davis here. He is $11,500 on FanDuel. Got a fantastic matchup at that center spot. If D'Angelo Russell plays tonight, would you be a lot less willing to pay that for him?
No. Well, he's 10-8 on DraftKings, but no, I got no problem still rolling him out here. Yeah, I'd still play him.
Yeah, I mean,
the matchup is good now that Steven Adams has, been out.
Gosh, yeah. I mean, you got Memphis is allowing the ninth most points, the first most rebounds, and the seventh most assists over the last seven to that center spot.
Yeah, and these teams just played three games ago, and in 36 minutes, he put up 61 fantasy points. So I do not mind at all going back to him.
I just didn't know if D'Angelo Russell would hinder your need to want to play Anthony Davis.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you still have no LeBron out there, so I got no problem with it. But if D'Angelo does play and he's a full go, I do not mind him at $6,300 on DraftKings.
Yeah, $7,100 on FanDuel, so... He'd easily be the number two guy behind Davis, so wouldn't mind him either.
Yeah, so definitely, though, that's a great price for him on DraftKings. If he's, like I said, if he's back starting and no minutes restrictions, I don't mind that at all. But last couple guys I'll talk about, I definitely think you could still run some Vanderbilt out there. He finally had a good game in his last game, but this is who you're getting with this guy. I mean, this is why he's probably not going to hit that 6K price range, because the guy's just total can be up and down. So you need him to get those rebounds and things like that to help him out. $5,500 on DraftKings, but still don't mind taking some shots at him. And I still think even if D'Angelo Russell's back, I still think you can look at Austin Reeves at $4,100. Guy's been killing it coming off the bench, so still don't mind going back there.
Yeah, don't mind that at all. The only other guy I was really looking at was Malik Beasley. Don't mind him at $5,300 on FanDuel. And if D'Angelo Russell sits again, like you said, I do like Austin Reeves, but Troy Brown Jr. has also been on fire these past three games, so if D'Angelo Russell sits again, I don't mind going back to him either.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I guess we should talk if D'Angelo's out. I'm with you there, too. He's $4,200 on DraftKings. Yeah, another guy definitely don't mind going back to.
Yeah, I only say if D'Angelo Russell sits, just because I'm not as willing to pay some of these prices if Russell's playing.
Well, that's the problem, though, because you got Russell. Schroeder's still going to get his minutes. I mean, you just got another guy now in the mix. So, yeah, I'm with you. There's a couple guys I'd probably potentially leave out. But here again, got to wait and see what that happens with that Russell news.
Yeah. It's your two foul machines going at it again tonight, Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, it didn't work out the first time, which makes me nervous again here tonight. But Jaren Jackson on Bagel, I mean, he's pushing almost 8K, so he's starting to get tougher to play. I know he can have a ceiling, but it makes me a little nervous when he gets up to that price.
Yes, I actually kind of liked him tonight.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, he could absolutely go out there and put up a 50 spot here tonight. Yeah. So I'm not saying I won't have him, but he's definitely a little more pricey on DraftKings. So.
Yeah, I don't know that there's really anyone else to talk about.
Nope, that's it for me.
All right, that is all 8 games. Broken down and covered. That's it.
Yeah. Go get them, people. Hope y'all have a good night and win some money.
Yeah. Best of luck to everyone. We thank you all so much for listening. Of course, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you could download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating. Anything and everything is truly appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's number 3NKeyPod. Keep everyone updated with the injury reports tonight, since there are a lot of them. So come check us out on Twitter. But that's going to do it for today's episode. We thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the 3 in the Key podcast.
Mm-hmm.